It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released export sales numbers for the week ending March 8th. They look like this. Wheat, 16.3 million bushels. Next year, 1.6. Corn, 29.5 million and 1.5 million next year. And soybeans, 16.6 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on a combination of fully adequate supplies for the time being and surplus pork still left at some plants to be cleaned up. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $40 to $42.50. Peoria called steady to 50 cents lower today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,627. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.75 to $66, the weighted average $59.91, a loss of 9 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.25 to $51.50, the weighted average $47.74. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,608. The base price range was $51 to $65, the weighted average $60.05, a gain of 30 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.51 to $50, and the weighted average was $45.85.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I imagine that in parts of Illinois, maybe down south, there might be some localized flooding conditions?
Well, there could be as rain is falling, although so far the rainfall amounts have not been super significant. Hopefully flooding will not become a super issue. There are some flood watches out for some areas to our south, and we'll have to monitor the situation here so as to make sure that if any flooding does indeed occur on a widespread basis, we'll let you know. But here we've got just under a quarter of an inch of rain. So the heavier rains are falling to the south, and there's also been a bit of a break since the last time heavy precipitation came through, which has been good to help stabilize the situation just a little bit to the south. I am looking at the Storm Prediction Center webpage, and the only flood watches that are in effect right now are in southeastern Indiana and across much of Ohio, and as the rain tapers off today, most of those will expire. They're only in effect until noon. There are a couple flood warnings in central and in north central Iowa. But by and large, we have escaped what could have potentially been a huge problem with flooding, with the heavy snow melt from the snowfall a month ago and heavy precipitation during January into February. But this break we've had up to this point has helped at least it cut down on that flood potential a little bit. Taking a look at some other areas, we're seeing some wintry weather in the spring wheat belt and the upper Midwest, so that will slow down some transportation up that way today in portions of the Dakotas, western Minnesota, eastern Nebraska, western Iowa. The wind is blowing around and they've got a little bit of snow there, so that is one area of possible concern. The rain is ending across the Midwest. We're going to have several dry days, so I don't think flooding will be a problem. It's going to be on the cool side for a while. It appears that the cool weather will be with us through the weekend, while warmer air is going to be setting up out to the west. So the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt will be warming up, and that is going to lead to more of the wheat coming out of dormancy. Now, early next week, we're going to have a bit of a moderation in temperature across the Midwest. So late Sunday into Monday, there could be a few showers around the Midwest Corn Belt. At this point, they don't expect to be heavy. But there will be a system coming through at that time. Now, as we look ahead a little bit farther into next week, we'll start to get into a southwesterly flow aloft. That will start to take some rain into the Great Plains, which they'll need with the wheat coming out of dormancy. And also rain will be moving into the western and central Midwest on a more frequent basis. So that could be setting the stage for some wetter fields. But central on west is favored for the rain rather than the east, and it's been the eastern areas, Ohio and Indiana, that have had the biggest problems with too much moisture. So at least that looks to be staying west for a while. Now, as we look at South America over the next few days, after some wet weather in Argentina over the past 24 hours, especially the northern crop areas, I should say, of Argentina, the rain is spreading northward into Brazil. It's already rained in Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina and southern Mato Grosso do Sul and western Paraná. And it looks like the bulk of the Brazilian bean belt is going to get rain over the next few days. So that will slow harvest operations after what has been a good period of harvest for Brazil. The far northern areas will remain dry for another few more days, so more harvest operations there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 486 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up 3 3/4. July, 491 down a quarter. Last trade up 3 1/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 463 and three quarters, up a half. Last trade up 4 1/4. July, 476 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 3 3/4. May corn opened at 405, up a quarter. Last trade up 2 1/2. July, 415 and a half, up a quarter. Last trade up 2 1/2. December, 402, up a quarter. Last trade up 1 1/2. May beans opened at 754 and a quarter, up 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. July, 769, up a quarter. Last trade up 4 1/4. November, 792, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 1/2. May soybean meal opened at 218.50, up 20. Last trade up 130. May soybean oil opened at 3046, up 1. Last trade up 11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
One begins to wonder, looking at these overnight numbers and how the trade ended yesterday, especially in the deferred corn contracts, whether or not that downside liquidation has been exhausted.
Well, I noticed that the open interest did not reflect a big drop yesterday, even though we saw pretty decent amounts of funds selling, particularly in the corn and the wheat. So my guess is we may be getting close to a point that we don't need to go lower. So this morning, though, Dave, we'll probably just be up modestly, maybe a penny to 2.5 in the corn. Export bookings came in shy of 30 million bushel. The trade was looking for something well above that. We were 17-18% under the 4-week average. Mexico and Japan, just normal buyers there. Rebounds kind of looked sluggish yesterday, but I am looking for a 10-week low right in here, so I'm going to say we'll be higher.
And then the wheat and the soybeans about in the middle of the trading ranges.
They were in the middle of the trading ranges on these exports. Export bookings on the beans at 16.6. A slowdown in that NOPA crush number that came out yesterday. Funds are still doing some selling. It suggests to me that the market's going to struggle, but we'll still be a penny, maybe 2 cents higher today in the beans. Mm-hmm. On the wheat, 16.3 million bushel export bookings will be steady, maybe two or three higher. Exports are really going outside the U.S. right now, typical during this last quarter before the new marketing year.
Hogs have had a little bit of a struggle lately.
Oh, yeah. They had a huge struggle yesterday with a big gap down. Really was kind of ugly. April hogs fell not only under the short-term moving averages, but under the 40 and the 100-day moving averages yesterday. Futures will be down another 20 to 40 cents, even with cash prices that could be steady at some locations. A large, large hog kill for this time of the year.
What are you seeing on the cattle side?
I think we'll be a little bit better, maybe a dime to 40 cents higher. I have some real questions on whether we can support cattle prices where we are, given that beef production's not down very much. The cash market probably won't develop today, so the board may be a little bit floundering.
Thank you much, Ellen. You have a grand day today.
Thanks, Dave.
Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.